to insult someone else around here?
I don't know.
I reckon it could have been. But I've heard that argument that that's what it is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be called your...
My nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
Often.
And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his...
Guardian.
And you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say... This area is full of my
nieces and nephews.
Well, everybody, your aunts and uncles and
my family.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same last name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a
stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
I don't think you would.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher.
Any old-fashioned names for a woman teacher?
Any old-fashioned name. I've heard of teaching moms.
Uh-huh.
M-O-M. Mom. M-O-N or something.
Did you ever say that?
Mm-mm.
Just something you heard?
Mm-hmm. I've just heard that here lately. They've been, you just said lately. I've heard of that. That's what they call them. But I don't think it, they should have called them. I didn't like that.
What would you say about, say, a preacher that's not very well trained? Just sort of preaches here and there. He's not very good at preaching. What might you call him?
Well, there are a lot of names for them. Coffee pot preacher.
Coffee pot preacher.
Coffee pot.
I've never heard that one.
I've heard that one.
How did he get that name?
I don't know how in the world he get that name, but that's maybe somebody didn't like him, give him that name. I've heard that plenty, though. Coffee pot. If you like to drink coffee, go around and drink coffee.
Just go visit.
Yeah. Oh, me. Yeah, I've heard a lot of different names they call preachers that, you know, just local preachers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, just local preachers, just preach, you know.
What would you say?
And they're pretty good. Some local preachers are pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about someone, a carpenter, that's not very good at building things?
Well, he's kind of a botcher.
Did you ever hear him called a jackleg?
Jackleg. Mm-hmm. Jackleg preachers too.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's come to me now about the jackleg preacher, jackleg carpenter.
What does jackleg mean?
Well, that's somebody just wham anything together. Just don't pay no attention to what they're doing, I reckon. Just don't know any better, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Just pure sense, they don't know any better.
This is a family name of, do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
Barrel maker?
Uh-huh.
That's a barrel maker.
Did you ever hear
the name? You're working a stave mill? Staves?
Well, do you ever hear, is someone's last name, the name Cooper or Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? She'd be?
Mrs. Cooper? Cooper?
Okay.
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
It's your aunt.
And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
George Washington's wife was Mary, Martha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember an old-fashioned song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Do you remember the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?